offended. She called my child bad, and I don't want to have anything else to do with her. How many of you have heard similar words spewed from others? Or if truth be told, we have said some similar words. This morning, I want to talk to you about walking in offense and Satan's agenda concerning it. First and foremost, let's be real. Is your child bad? Is there some adjustment that needs to be made in your child's behavior concerning their manners and their attitude? Because the likely response is often, her child ain't no angel either. And as true as that may be, you still need to be honest with yourself and address your child's behavior. This message is certainly not about raising children, but about not being offended by what may be true. Proverbs 19:11 tells us that good sense makes one slow to anger, and that God is glorified when we overlook being offended. The reason why God finds glory in us not being offended is because when we prioritize offense, truth is never realized and growth is never manifested. In this scenario, the well-being of the child is superseded by the parent's offense. So the behavioral issues is likely never addressed. And we all know the outcome of unaddressed issues. We know that they can be spiraling, affecting and compromising paths and destinies. In James 1:19, the scripture tells us, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, as hard as some things are to accept. Listen to others in the midst of what they are conveying. Ask yourself if there's any truth in what they are saying. And don't be fearful about asking God to help you with discerning. The truth may not be conveyed as eloquently as we would like, but the tone and even the intention do not necessarily revoke the message or the validity of truth. I've seen women dressed inappropriately in clothing that are 3 and 4 sizes too small, with all of their goodies just falling out of their clothes. Immediately, I feel sorry for them, not because of how they look, but because it's obvious they don't have anyone in their life that is comfortable telling them truth. And it's likely because they have shown indications that they prefer agreement over truth. If we knew there was a priceless jewel worth millions at the bottom of a trash can, we would dig through that trash, push aside and discard all of the trash to get to the treasure. We need to be truthful about truth regardless of how it's wrapped, regardless of the trash that is hidden in. Otherwise, we will consistently discard treasures that can ultimately lay a foundation for growth, for us to be better, and for wisdom that could catapult us into our destinies. Now, I need to also make this point. Although we can't control how truth comes to us, we should always be mindful of how we wrap truth when presenting it to others. In Ephesians 4:15, it tells us that we should speak truth with love, with no hidden agenda, in a way that does not embarrass or degrade another. Truth in love is always seasoned with humility, transparency, and an acknowledgement of the imperfections within us all. It is truth exalted without love, in a spirit of jealousy, rudeness, or dressed with various other hidden agendas that cause offenses to surface. When the lack of love is exalted, truth is dismissed, it's overshadowed, not because the truth wasn't needed, not because the truth wasn't valid, but because the priority shifted. Here is a public service announcement. Without truth, all that is left is lies. And then lies tend to link up with anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, and division, all of which are out of God's will, all of which is contrary to God's way. Always be mindful that there are two teams in this world, Team God and Team Satan, period. We know all about Team God, but let me remind you how the other team operates. Satan is the father of lies. He is the promoter of division. In 1 Peter 5 and 8, the scripture tells us he's like a roaring lion walking around seeing who he can devour. We as believers, those who say that they love and honor God Almighty, are charged to heed the words outlined in Romans 12 and 2, which tells us, do not be conformed to the ways of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that by testing you may discern the will of God, what is good, what is acceptable, and what is perfect. When we set our minds on being more anxious to find the jewel of truth, our minds are renewed, and we become committed to testing, weighing things out, replacing anger with the act of analyzing, and exalting discernment, which is simply the utilization of God's principles to determine our actions and reactions. We have to become more diligent about finding the jewel of truth so that Team Satan doesn't use our offenses to devour us. Remember, when you start your day with truth, blessings throughout the remainder of the day is inevitable.
You have my full attention. When you speak, you will be heard. Show me deeper revelation as I seek you through your word. May I never lose this passion. Let it burn within my heart, and let every vain distraction be consumed by all you are. A love for truth and all the things that draw me close to you. A love so strong that I will not be moved. I will not be moved, because you are the truth. You mean more to me than words could ever say. So I promise, Lord, I'll never walk away. I'll never walk away. I have made my heart's decision. I have purpose in my soul. I will stand for what you've spoken, even if I stand alone. I will never lose this passion. I will always follow you. I will never leave the beauty of your holiness and truth. Give me a love for truth and all the things that draw me close to you. Give me a love so strong that I will not be yourself to me, Lord, I crave a love that's more than emotion. Deepen my commitment to you. I give you total devotion. Show yourself to me, Lord, I crave a love that's more than emotion. Deepen my commitment to you. I give you total devotion. Show yourself to me, Lord, I crave a love that's more than emotion. Deepen my commitment to you. I give you total devotion. Show yourself to me, Lord, I crave a love that's more than emotion. Deepen my commitment to you. Oh, by this truth, and I won't sell it. I choose this truth above all else. Oh, by this truth, and I won't sell it. I choose this truth above all else. Show yourself to me, Lord, I crave. A love is more than emotion. Deep in my commitment to you, I give you total devotion.